with us on the news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Gaza's population is facing the worst case scenario of famine and widespread death will occur without immediate action. That according to the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification. Speaking with reporters while flying home from Scotland, President Trump says the food centers that will be set up in Israel will be under Israeli control.
We think they can do a good job of it. And they want to do it.
Of monitoring the food centers?
No, they want to do it, the food centers, yeah. They want to preside over the food centers to make sure the distribution is proper.
The warning comes amid international outrage over images of emaciated children and increased reports of death due to starvation in Gaza. A man carrying a rifle killed four people at a New York City office tower. The shooting took place Monday afternoon at a Midtown Manhattan office building that houses finance companies and the NFL headquarters. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the gunman sprayed the lobby with gunfire, then went to the elevator on an upper level, taking one life before taking his own.
Goes up to the 33rd floor, which is rooted in management, and begins to walk the floor, firing rounds as he traveled. One person was struck and killed on that floor. He then proceeds down a hallway and shoots himself in the chest.
Police say Shane Tamura, a Las Vegas casino worker, had a note in his wallet that suggested he had a grievance against the NFL and asked that his brain be studied. He played high school football in California but never played in the NFL. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 204 points, the Nasdaq dropped 80. This is SRN News. Males are stealing a lot of gold medals from female athletes.
According to a new study by Concerned Women for America, nearly 2,000 first-place awards have been won by men competing in women's sports in recent years, along with about $500,000 in prize money. CWA President Penny Nance is calling for reform, saying, quote, "This is outrageously unjust. Women and girls must have sex-protected athletics under Title IX. The Trump administration is taking legal action to accomplish that in several states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute saying a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says it violates Title IX. This is SRN News. Senators are racing the clock to make a dent in both the government funding process and President Trump's backlog of nominees before heading home for August recess. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is hoping to get the first appropriations package through the chamber by the end of this week, with lawmakers on the hook for landing a deal to avoid a shutdown come September 30th. To that end, GOP leaders are negotiating with members of their conference over a minibus of three bills that would collectively fund the Departments of Commerce, Justice, Agriculture, and Veterans Affairs, as well as key military construction projects and the FDA. Senate Republicans are also under pressure from President Trump to confirm more of his judicial nominees before heading home for the recess. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ryan Sandberg, who became one of baseball's best all-around players, has died. He was 65. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.